Okay, Keith. Yeah, they did an excellent job on that net on the NIAA, and they actually, we do nets here too on this repeater, but unfortunately, well, I wouldn't say unfortunately. Fortunately, we haven't had severe weather like they had last night. So they did an excellent job. I was listening in between talking on this repeater. So they definitely did an excellent job. They had a lot to deal with. So, yeah, my hat's off to them as well. All right, Keith. And if you participated, Keith, my hat's off to you as well. So, Keith, you have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. And I'm glad you remembered that I was going to ask you anyway. Just what I do. All right. I did not forget. And 9OKA, go ahead with your article, sir. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Thanks, Kurt. Before I start out with the article, I first of all want to speak that I'm concerned for Rob. W9PRK. I just met that rascal Saturday. He came over to my house. I am concerned for him and his family. I called for him last night, but got no response. But I did want to say that up front. And today about 2 o'clock, me and my boys were out in the yard jumping my pickup truck. It was snowing. Good grief. Last comment I want to make was, it was pretty cool Monday night on the JSI repeater. Everybody out there's name was Mike, so we had a mic net. Okay, going off to now for the article. FCC reports to Congress on the 6th year of Pirate Act, wrapping up another year of action taken against unlicensed radio broadcasters in the United States. The FCC recently submitted a report to federal lawmakers summing up its enforcement activities in the fiscal year of 2025. I'm going to take a quick break here. Since Congress enacted the Pirate Act, an acronym for Preventing Illegal Radio Abuse Through Enforcement, the Federal Communication Commission has been responsible for reporting its annual activities with the enhanced power it was given through the January 2020 legislation. Its most recent report covers the government's fiscal year of 2025, which ran from 1st of October 2024 through the 30th of September 2025. According to the report, the FCC issued 28 notices to property owners or managers for permitting illegal broadcasts from their premises. 17 of those were directly related to one of the so-called pirate sweeps the FCC conducts, concentrating on 5 markets found to have the most pirate stations. In the same period, the FCC went directly after the radio operators themselves, issuing 6 forfeiture orders and it's 10 or 18 notices of apparent liability for forfeiture. Separately, it entered into 3 consent decree agreements with radio pirates. Each agreement contained a 20-year compliance plan. It is not known what the total monetary penalties will ultimately be for any of the violations issued, though the amount specified in the original Pirate Act have increased over the years. Adjusted for inflation, the penalties now carry a maximum of $122,661 in U.S. dollars per day, an U.S. dollar maximum of $2,453,218. Mercy. Although the FCC is responsible for these enforcement actions, the agency does not collect the amounts. That task is given to the U.S. Department of Justice. And finally, there is an all-points bulletin out for a radio station, AC9HO, for conducting or for having conversations with a non-AM radio operator. N9OK back to the control.
Oh, Mike, you almost kept it together there. Right at the end, you lost it. That's great. That was good. Oh, well, Mike, thank you for that article. It's very interesting, but I like the last part the best. That was great. Oh, anyway. All right, Mike, thank you for that. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, but I'm sure we're going to hear more from you later. All right. Any more general check-ins, anybody, anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
VLT comments.